North Carolina. Plans you want, tools you want. You got it.
Well, get this. Many people are working well beyond the traditional retirement age, partly out of necessity and partly because they still want to contribute and are not ready to retire.
Yeah, whether you've been laid off, you're retired and looking for something to do, or need a little supplemental income, here to give us a few tips on how to find a job when you're older is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
This happens a lot. You know, sometimes people retire and they think either they weren't prepared for it, they're not ready for it, whether it's they just want to still be in the workforce or they need the money. It can be a daunting thing for people over the age of, we're talking about people over the age of 60. Mm-hmm. Where does someone begin to look for a job?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that there is some financial necessity to this. Half of boomers have saved less than $10,000 for retirement. That's incredibly scary.
Less than $10,000.
Less than $10,000. Mm-hmm. Figure out how that will get you if you live another 30 years. So you really do have to assess, some people are downsized, so they have to get in there or out of the workforce. But you might want to reassess when you retire, when you collect Social Security. But certainly, it's a time when you can also reflect on what do I want to do next? Do I want to continue what I was doing, or do I want to pursue a passion? What do I want to do? There's a cute movie with Robert De Niro. It's called The Intern.
Love that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
And
love it.
And it was great for a number of reasons, because it really dispelled a lot of myths about aging and the workforce and ageism and all the value that he can contribute. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we have to get beyond. That's one of the things we'll address as well. So it really becomes a question of, do you want to seek employment or do you want to start a business? And that's kind of the two roads that, you can kind of go down.
Okay,
well, let's start at starting a business. Mm-hmm. Where do we start when we want to start a business?
Well, and again, it all depends on what you want to do. So if, for example, I worked in healthcare when I came down to the Carolinas, now I was much younger, but I started consulting. So that's a normal kind of progression for most people if they want to stay in their field. But they may also identify products or services in their field that solve problems. But you may not want to do that. You may want to pursue a passion, or you may want to start a franchise. Either way, you're probably going to need some advice and counseling. So I would suggest people, first of all, again, assess your financial situation. Give yourself some lag time. You may need, to work a part-time job while you're doing this. You might want to take some college courses around entrepreneurship. You might want to get some advice, from the Small Business Administration. There's a program called SCORE that'll help you put a business plan together. Because if you're going to go out on your own, first thing you're going to need is a business plan obviously a solid product or service. Then you're going to have to market it. And so, I'm big on having a blog and a podcast and all these types of things. And as you get older, you're actually going to need these things to help market yourself and have a point of view. When you have a point of view, people pay attention to you. And also, if you're not going to go down that route, and even employers, if you're going to become employed, they're going to start looking at the social media and blogs and, who is this person I'm getting? Mm-hmm. So there's some ways to start, but you really do have to reflect a little bit on what you want to do. Because, as we were talking off camera, some people retire and, willingly, and then, there's studies that show, when you lose that purpose, it actually can be shorten your life.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Makes sense. All of it makes sense. Can we talk about this, Anthony? You alluded to it a moment ago, but ageism, it really is a fact of life in our society, sadly. If you are a job seeker over the age of 60, what can you do to combat that?
So you have to first address all the myths and then kind of how do you make them work in your favor. So the first thing is that they say that older folks only want to work a short time. And they've actually done research around this. They actually want to stay in a job longer. They probably come from careers where they've stayed longer. Mm-hmm. It's more the millennials who are job hopping.
It's to
acquire new skills that they want to do. They all say, older workers are less productive. And, any worker can be less productive than another worker.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with their age.
Correct.
Exactly.
I'm going to read you just a little thing from LinkedIn. It says, I hired a person over 50. Should not be a big deal, but it was. He will never work hard enough. He will not fit into our culture. He will take a lot of sick days. He is overqualified. Nobody said he was too old. They were all politically correct. He was one of our best hires I ever made.
Wow.
So you need more enlightened employers that are going to recognize that. Obviously job applicants, people think they want to hire salary. That's not, again, not always the case. And you should expect not to make a higher salary if you're transitioning into a kind of another career change when you get older. Mm-hmm. And they do expect some degree of technology savvy. So I would suggest, again, getting back to the blogs and all that, that you do embrace that, you know, especially when you become employed. Your LinkedIn profile is your resume. I mean, you can have a resume on a Word document, but you need to be online because people are going to be looking there.
Well, I think you just answered my question about if you employ, what's one of the best things to position yourself for success? And you said about being LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And resume.
Well, certainly having being on LinkedIn is a strategy that you need. But it's also, you know, where can you best find employment when you get older? And you might want to look at smaller organizations, nonprofits, foundations, people who are kind of lean on staff, but absolutely need the expertise. And so you might want to get some career counseling around that as well. The two other big things, too, is to network. I'm part of Rotary. I'm part of Rotary for service, but we all have businesses in Rotary, and we do business with each other. It's just a fact, and it's encouraged. When we also do our community service, you might also want to join a board of directors, to give back, mm-hmm. but also put you in contact with even more people and more opportunity.
Very helpful, Anthony. Thank you so much. Go to theagingexperience.com/Charlotte today for more information, or theagingexperience.com. Go there for more from Anthony Cirillo. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.